Moses said to the children of Israel, "Look, God has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to make skillful works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of skillful workmanship. He has put in his heart that he may teach, both he, and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of workmanship, of the engraver, of the skillful workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, in purple, in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of those who do any workmanship, and of those who make skillful works." Chapter 36. Bezalel and Aholiab shall work with every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all the work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord has commanded. Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whose heart God had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work to do it, and they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, with which to make it. They brought yet to him freewill offerings every morning. All the wise men, who performed all the work of the sanctuary, each came from his work which they did. They spoke to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make." Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make anything else for the offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. All the wise-hearted men among those who did the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains, of fine twined linen, blue, purple, and scarlet, with cherubim, the work of the skillful workmen, they made them. The length of each curtain was 48 feet 3 inches, and the breadth of each curtain 6 feet 11 inches. All the curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one to another. He made loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling. Likewise he made in the edge of the curtain that was outmost in the second coupling. He made 50 loops in the one curtain, and he made 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that was in the second coupling. The loops were opposite one to another. He made 50 clasps of gold, and coupled the curtains one to another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was a unit. He made curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. He made them 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 51 feet 8 inches, and 6 feet 11 inches the breadth of each curtain. The 11 curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outmost in the coupling, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which was outmost in the second coupling. He made 50 clasps of bronze to couple the tent together, that it might be a unit. He made a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of sea cow hides above. He made the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing up. 17 feet 3 inches was the length of a board, and 2 feet 7 inches the breadth of each board. Each board had 2 tenons, joined one to another. He made all the boards of the tabernacle this way. He made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. He made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. For the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the far part of the tabernacle westward he made 6 boards. He made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle in the far part. They were double beneath, and in like manner they were all the way to its top to one ring. He did thus to both of them in the 2 corners. There were 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, under every board 2 sockets. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the hinder part westward. He made the middle bar to pass through in the midst of the boards from the one end to the other. He overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold for places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. He made the veil of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, with cherubim. He made it the work of a skillful workman. He made 4 pillars of acacia for it, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold. He cast four sockets of silver for them. He made a screen for the door of the tent, of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, and the five pillars of it with their hooks. He overlaid their capitals and their fillets with gold, and their five sockets were of bronze.